This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. When Republican John Thune toppled the powerful Democratic leader of the Senate, Tom Daschle, this freshman senator from South Dakota became national news. His agenda was the president's agenda. His new term began with the president's second term. Senator Thune, in short, offered a window into the politics of the majority party. We profiled John Thune as he was due to be sworn in and still trying to find his new office in the Senate.
I'm trying to remember. Let's see. Which way did I come from? That way, right?
Now, 6 months into his term, Senator Thune has to find his way around a much bigger challenge. These are John Thune's constituents who have taken to the streets of Rapid City, South Dakota, hoping to save Ellsworth Air Force Base. A few miles out of town, this home of the B-1 bomber is the area's biggest employer, and after 65 years, as much a part of Rapid City's identity as Mount Rushmore. Last month, the Pentagon put Ellsworth on its list of bases to be closed. Mayor Jim Shaw said none of the area's leaders saw it coming.
On the fateful day, which was Friday the 13th, most of us felt that we would have some coffee and donuts and then we'd go about our business. So we were surprised, we were shocked that Ellsworth was on the list for closure, simply because we'd been working for 10 years to try to ensure that not happening.
The effort to keep Ellsworth open began with a political moment famous in South Dakota. In 1995, then-Senate leader Tom Daschle got wind that Ellsworth was marked for closure. Daschle lobbied President Clinton, and when the base closing list came out, Ellsworth was not on it. When he ran for office last fall, John Thune suggested he could work that same political magic with President Bush. After all, the White House had urged him to take on Tom Daschle. During the campaign, Majority Leader Bill Frist stood with John Thune at Ellsworth, vowing support.
To the extent that there was a political component to these decisions, I believe we had that base covered.
We're sitting with Senator Thune backstage at the Rapid City Convention Center. The independent commission that reviews the Pentagon's recommendations is meeting here. The Base Realignment and Closure Commission, known as BRAC, hears arguments about why a base should stay open. It responds mostly to military and economic arguments, but a certain amount of politics can be brought to bear, which is why ads like this one ran for days on local radio and TV.
I'm Senator John Thune. You have the opportunity to show your support for this important military base by attending the BRAC Commission's hearing at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. Be there for your community. Be there for your country.
This was John Thune's ad. Others featured the voices of the mayor, the governor, South Dakota's lone congresswoman, and its other senator, Democrat Tim Johnson. Yes, there is another senator, but it's John Thune who's carrying the burden of his thus far failed promise to save Ellsworth. Tom Daschle, back in Washington, D.C., allows that he may not have been able to keep Ellsworth off the list this time. Still,
the critical time is that time just prior to the point when the list is released. I hope and I assume that Senator Thune talked directly and personally to the president. I've been told that that may not be the case, but that's really the time, I think, when one can do the most good and weigh in with the greatest degree of real impact.
In Rapid City, I asked John Thune about this critical time, his first 6 months in office.
What were the efforts that you personally had engaged in order to keep the base open? Had you talked to President Bush directly, personally?
We had made, at different times, but we had made lots of contacts within the administration. We made lots of contacts within the Pentagon. We'd made lots of contacts within the Air Force. We had gotten as much information in front of them as we thought necessary, and you know, we were talking to anybody that would listen.
Did you feel, when the base did show up, surprisingly, on this list, that you had had the rug pulled out of you?
I was like a lot of people, I think, when the decision came out. I was angry about it. I'm not sure angry at whom.
A few blocks from the convention center, some of Thune's constituents have ducked into Armadillo's ice cream shop. As the temperature hits the 90s, Anthony Bradstream suggests his freshman senator is going to take some political heat.
I don't follow politics a whole lot, but I know that Tom Daschle stuck up for keeping the base open, and so that means I like him.
What do you think about John Thune that on his watch, the base has now got on the list of closing bases?
Well, I don't know. I think he probably could have done something about that. I mean, if Daschle did something about it, so could Thune.
closing Ellsworth will mean that 10,000 airmen and their families in all leave the Black Hills area. That's nearly 10% of the population. An Air Force study estimates closing the base will cost the region $280 million a year, while saving the military an average $90 million a year. The political cost to John Thune might be better measured in small, painful stories, the kind that can be found at the Black Hills Workshop, which helps adults with autism, Down syndrome, and other mental disabilities. 200 work at Ellsworth, cleaning and stocking the shelves of the commissary.
Sign up. There you go, you got it.
Out in front of the convention center, teacher Jolene Hopperdietzel is helping a group of her folks from the Black Hills Workshop wave placards at the motorcade carrying members of the base closing commission to town.
We need the base, otherwise we're going to have 200 unemployed people, and if they don't have work, it's going to be devastating to them. I just hope that he can save it and pull a rabbit out of his hat.
One political reporter in South Dakota joked that some voters who abandoned Daschle for Thune are now having buyer's remorse. But you couldn't tell that by the standing ovation John Thune got when he stepped on stage to appeal to the base closing commission.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission.
Rapid City did, in fact, turn out in force. 7,500 citizens filled the convention center and put on a veritable political rally for Ellsworth. John Thune echoed other speakers in arguing that consolidating America's B-1 bombers in a single base would risk another Pearl Harbor.
The Pentagon's proposal would create the possibility that a single terrorist attack could wipe out our entire B-1 fleet. Second, the risk of natural disasters is a constant reminder that we shouldn't put all our B-1 assets in a single location, particularly one located in the heart of Tornado Alley.
Tornado Alley? It's a sly reference to Dyess Air Force Base in Texas, which is slated to take in the B-1 bombers from Ellsworth. It's not lost on this South Dakota crowd that President Bush's home state stands to gain what Ellsworth would lose. And John Thune has made it clear that if it takes going against the president to get his attention, Thune will. He's hinted that he may break ranks with the White House on several important issues, and he's already taken the politically drastic step of saying if it comes to a vote, he will cast his vote against John Bolton, the president's choice for ambassador to the U.N.
Sometimes people say, did you send a message? Were you making some sort of a statement? I don't know, but I wanted to raise the attention that was being paid to this issue and help people understand that it's a huge priority for me, because it is. But we're going to spend an enormous amount of time on it. We spend a lot of time on it already. It's 24/7 operation right now in our office, so we are going to turn over every stone, fall on any spear, whatever it takes to get the right result and to keep this base open.
John Thune and South Dakota have the summer to make the case. The final list of bases to be closed will go to the president in September. We'll check back then with the freshman senator from South Dakota.